This is The Business of Life with Jan Arden and Arlene Dickinson.
We're going to be covering all kinds of topics. We're going to be doing this on a weekly basis, and we really hope that you guys will come along on this crazy ride with us. And we are going to be talking just about that, how to navigate life, as a human being in what seems to be really challenging times. Maybe they were challenging in our parents' days, Arlene, but we seem like we're coming into like a new age.
Yeah, I mean, what got this idea started was Jan and I sitting around, we're always talking about like every topic you can possibly imagine, from our parents to our lives to being single to politics to being a female to everything. And so we hope that the people that are listening are going to hear a familiar conversation and maybe have a chuckle along the way with things that we think and talk about all the time.
Anyways, this guy, he literally had me in his office and he told me that I was too fat and ugly to ever consider a career in music. And I remember sitting there, I don't even mind talking about it. He said it to me, and the irony of this is that I was so not fat, Arlene. You know how we look at pictures of ourselves when we're 22?
Yeah.
We think we are these creatures that are so hideous. And, you know, we've got these bathing suits on. I've got a picture in a bathing suit. I'm going, oh, my God, I look so fantastic. What was I thinking?
Yeah.
So anyway, here's this guy sitting across from, you know, a 21, 22-year-old young woman. I had a cute little face, I thought, and telling me I was too fat and ugly. He said those words to me. He's still in Calgary somewhere, but I saw him fast forward 20 years. And I had done quite well for myself, and I saw him in a Costco or something like that.
Was he fat and ugly?
Well, he was never anything to look at the time, but I mean, I didn't even think like that. But
no, of course
he was
not.
So uncomfortable, and I thought, I can take two separate paths here. I can be like, remember you said that, and I didn't. I said, hey, how are you? I just went up to him and I shook his hand. I went to a school west of the city here in an area called Springbank with 40 kids. There was 40 kids. And we all kind of clumped together because there was safety in numbers. There was bullying. I can't lie and say there wasn't because I saw stuff that I'm not proud of. But what didn't exist was the social media aspect of things.
The amplification of it.
I mean, we had pregnancies every spring at that school. And I remember like two or three or four offhand, I remember their names, and they disappeared for the rest of the school season and then dropped themselves into school the next year without a baby. And I'm trying to think of how that would have been affected by kids writing about that and posting it and posting pictures on social media is so horrendous. And the same thing doesn't apply to boys. As a public person, and I'll stand behind this. People pay my way. It's as simple as that.
Yep.
They pay my way. They bought my house. They bought my clothes. They buy my feminine protection, my brassieres, my people pay for my life.
Yeah.
Because of my work, because of my music, because of, you know, the books that I sell, that the wares that I'm peddling, that, you know, the people buy and support me. So when they come up to me, and it's not 100 times a day, but if I'm in the airport, it's going to be 10 times, and that's fine. I stop and take the picture.
Yeah, me too.
And I always hear my mom's voice ringing in my ear. I don't want to sound long-winded, but I have to share this little story with you because it'll make sense of, you know, who my mother was when, you know, when she was a sane person. She has Alzheimer's now, but like over 20 years ago, she was having heart troubles. And which has obviously since been fixed. But, you know, many, many times we found ourselves in emergency. And what they would often have to do is take the little paddles and slow my mom's heart down. So what she had was a condition called atrial fib. And it was scary for me because, you know, I've always been very close to my mom. And of course, I would be her call, you know, can you run me into the hospital? My heart's going crazy. And she didn't always want to call an ambulance because she just didn't want to put anybody out. Well, there's worse people than me, and I don't want to take somebody's ambulance that might have been in an accident. So anyway, this one particular time, drove her in, so that they could put these little paddles on. But of course, we're waiting in the waiting room. My mom's, you know, they've got her sort of plunked in a hallway on a gurney, and we're waiting for this procedure. And, you know, this woman had walked by us about 10 times, and I knew she was kind of casing me out. And I was a nervous wreck because my mom's heart was wacky. But anyway, the girl finally came up to me, and she goes, "Oh, my God." And she was quite loud. "Oh, can you sign this for me? And I just love you. I love your music and all the song." And I'm just like, I'm here with my mom. It completely went over her head. She just didn't pay any attention to it. And I was about to launch into being really angry. I was nervous. I was anxious. I was like in a hospital. I was in sweatpants with a ponytail with no makeup. And I was just worried. And my mom grabbed my arm just before I was about to launch into my tirade. I had this little soft hand grabs my forearm, and she said, "Would it kill you to sign that little piece of paper?"
Yeah.
And I've been changed since that moment. You know what? You're never going to stop being hard on yourself, but you can find a respite from that. You can, if you can find an hour a day where you're just like, you know what? I'm okay. I'm all right. Your body hears that. I really think it resonates. I think it's something that can really change, because that 1 hour can turn into 2 hours the next day, and that 2 hours can turn into three. And I have to say that I have way more good days in a week than bad. And I really do. I think I feel good, and I'm proud of myself. And that's hard for me to even say, because it's hard for me to say that I'm proud of myself.
You should be. You've done amazing. Listen, I know we always say that we don't want to be, we're friends of each other, mm-hmm. but you should be proud of yourself. You inspired me. Maybe I've inspired somebody, glad. And that person will inspire
exactly.
somebody, and so on and so on. And then pretty soon you've got a hair commercial. Because everybody will tell two friends, and they'll tell two friends.
Oh, my God.
Everybody will tell two friends.
If you guys don't remember that commercial, then you shouldn't be listening to us either.
The Business of Life with Jan Arden and Arlene Dickinson.